The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Wednesday, January the 22nd, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled The Pussy Hat Wikipedia Page. And the time is 12:23. In the afternoon here in London, which makes it 7:23 in the morning over on the east coast of America and 4:23 in the morning on the west coast of America. So welcome to wherever you are around the world. And I went to my mother's yesterday rather than today, when I generally do, which is why this show is later. I did give you the heads up yesterday, and I should be recording the shows in the morning tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, so they should be up earlier than today's show. Okay, so after listening to Dr. Patrick Slattery's Monday show, in which he described the pussy hat as having two little cat ears, I looked at the pussy hat Wikipedia page, which indeed confirms the pussy hat is actually intended to be a representation, even a representation of the vagina. Here is a quote from the section of the Pussy Hat Wikipedia page entitled Racism and Transphobia Charges. Critics have insisted that the hats should be evaluated not as a symbolic political parody, but instead according to a visual measure of inclusion. That is, by how realistically they represent the anatomy of all potential participants. In particular, criticism has noted how the hats do not represent the anatomy of transgender women who may not have a vulva, or women of colour whose genitals are more likely to be brown than pink. Professor Cale Keegan, who teaches women, gender and sexuality studies at Grand Valley State University in Michigan, said the hat's reference to pink vulvas was politically problematic for trans people. Any time feminism starts centering people based on anatomy, that gets kind of dangerous for trans people, who are also fighting for autonomy over their own bodies. He added that the knitted pink hats also do not reflect the anatomy of transgender women who have not opted for vaginoplasty surgery. Okay, so another quick note, if you can hear anything in the background, I've not been home long in my flat, and I had to put the heater on because it's very cold, and I've also got the oven on with my lunch in it. So anyway, let's move on to what I have downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day, some of which I've already listened to. What shall we start off with? Okay, let me see. Dustin Nemos has just released the new Silent War. That were episode 6404. So I've got that to go through. I did see he did a show with Brandon Kroll and Victor Hugo, and it was called Trump Project Esther, something like that. Something to do with Project Esther. I don't know about Project Esther. I've heard of Project Pogo and Project Zypher, which is what David Goldberg warned us about in the David Goldberg's Final Words video that's widely circulated online. But Victor Hugo is someone I've been listening to quite a bit. He gets posted when he does shows with Dustin. And I think that he's certainly a very good interviewer. But there was one amusing anecdote that came out of this show that Victor presented. He's on Revolution Radio, by the way, but he has got a BitChute channel, which I was able to find through his website. So I'll be checking up on that now that I've got a home for him. But he said that when he went to the cinema with a girlfriend to see Brokeback Mountain, because he thought it was a Western. I'm sure there's Western elements to it, but I'm not sure that that's really the central premise of the film. It reminds me of a story I've shared before, but I'm going to again, in case you never caught it first time. A friend of mine went to the cinema with his, I don't think it was his girlfriend, I think she was just a female friend. And they went to see the film Nil by Mouth, which to date is the only film, I believe, that Gary Oldman actually directed. And he wasn't in it. Ray Winston played the lead. And it's a nasty little film about domestic violence in South London. Essentially, while this friend's watching this film with this... friend of mine's watching this film with this female friend of her... of his, rather. I'll get it right. All this talk about transgender, I'm getting all confused. Anyway, there's this particularly, well, unpleasant scene where Ray Winston is stamping on his wife's head. And there's a couple behind this guy, and the guy says to the girl, "I told you we should have gone to see George of the Jungle," to which my friend laughed, and the female friend that was with him hit him because she thought he was laughing at what was going on the screen, because she didn't hear this guy make that George of the Jungle comment. So I hope that that was of amusement to you. It was to me when I heard it. Well, when was that? 97, I think that film was. So getting on 30 years ago. Okay, so on the Silent War show, Dustin Nemos talked about the, you know, Trump not putting his hand on the Bible, which was interesting, and the reasons there could be for that. And also, I listened to yesterday's Walk and Talk with Jim and Diane. Now, that went up late as well yesterday for them, because I checked it. It's generally up mid-afternoon for me, and I checked again just before I went to bed and it wasn't there, but it was there this morning. And they did a really interesting show. They talked about Trump not putting his hand on the Bible and said that if he had converted to Judaism, as has been reported in the media, I've never been able to verify that at all. People have talked about it in the independent media, but I've seen no solid evidence that that is actually the case. We know that there are links with his you know, family members, like his daughter married to Jared Kushner, stuff like that. But Diane King on the Jim and Diane Morgan talk raised the point that he couldn't put his hand on the Bible with regard to the New Testament, which is rejected by the Jews. So that could be why he didn't do it. Again, it's one of those things that people are going to speculate upon. I'm interested in hearing people speculate on it, but I'm none the wiser as to what's really going on there. So the other thing in the Jim and Diane Morgan talk, which I found fascinating, they talk a lot about the Holocaust, because that is a subject that Jim has been studying for many, many years. Nearly 20 years now, I think he's been talking about this. He started off, when I started listening to him, talking about immigration into Framingham, where he lived in Boston. And then he developed with Joe, his late great twin brother, into talking about this topic and got very interested in it. And I'm kind of happy with what I know about it, in the sense of I've come to my own conclusions. So I've never been that interested in that topic as much as them talking about other things that they get up to. But they talked about yesterday different people, such as Ernst Sandl's wife. They talked about Fred Leuchter. They talked about David Irving. And they talked about the pros and cons. And I found it a fascinating show because I knew some of the stories. I'd heard them before and I was very surprised about them, but there were some that I hadn't. And it's a really interesting study into these people and what they, not so much what they say, but what they've done. And you can make of that what you will. Got Siege of the Day lined up with Dave Dehari and James Mason. That's at ftjmedia.com. You look under the Dave Dehari section for that, because he also does shows with David Duke, so he's got his own section as Dave Dehari rather than Siege of the Day. The Jim and Diane is, of course, at the Jim Rizzoli BitChute channel. Silent War with Dustin Nemos is at the Dustin Nemos channel on Brighton.com. I should have really given you these when I did them, shouldn't I? But then we've got Mark Collett joined Dr. Patrick Slattery. Of course, he's generally on the Monday, but Patrick was our man in Washington on the Monday. I found that show quite fun with him wandering around and telling us what he was up to. But this time, this show focused on Mark Collett's reaction to Trump's inauguration and what he'd been doing, which was one of surprise at the amount of things that he's done on the first day. But again, folks, we've already seen one of these judges popping up and saying, oh, we can't have that. Well, that's what happened last time. He did all these things he was going to do, but all these judges stopped him. So unless you do something where these people, you know, you're the president and your word can't be challenged, then I'm not sure that what he wants to do or says he wants to do is actually going to happen in the real world or the real land of the United States. And then Mark also talked about, which was more interesting for me, the BBC documentary that I reported on, I believe yesterday it was the most read story on the BBC website, the hatchet job on the Patriot Alternative, which had already been done by another broadcaster in the UK. So why the BBC felt they had to do it as well, I find it strange that there's never any, you know, undercover investigations into, say, charities that promote immigration into the country. Is there nothing nefarious going on there? Was it always only a certain point of view where they have to put undercover people in? It seems very one-sided to me. Okay, and then we move over to the Jeff Rentz program. And I believe both of these hours are going to be behind the paywall, which you can access at rentzradio.com. I've listened to Persecuted again over his Holocaust Encyclopedia. This is an interview with Germar Rudolph, who Jim Rizzoli also referenced on the show with Diane yesterday. This was an excellent interview by Jeff, and really as to what's been going on with Germar Rudolph, who'd been arrested, he'd been jailed recently. Obviously, he's now out again. This is the second hour from yesterday's Jeff Rentz programme. And the third hour is David John Oates, generally the third hour on a Tuesday, reversals on Trump's inaugural address. So I've not finished listening to that one yet. And I hope that those shows may be of interest to you. I mention them here. I can't endorse them. And obviously, if some of them say things that I'm not allowed to say over here, I'm not promoting what they say. I'm just telling you this is what I'm going to be listening to during the day. And there you go. Make of that what you will. Okay, so let's move on to see how the news has been developing since yesterday's show. So I've only got... I still went through the whole paper, but I've only got four articles for you. This one you're probably going to know already, but I want to touch on it because I hadn't... I was pretty sure yesterday, but this is the headline. These are all Daily Mail. Trump pardons all January the 6th rioters and declares Mexican drug cartels terrorists in first White House press conference. So there it is saying that they're all being pardoned. I've just got breaking news pop up. Child and adult killed and multiple wounded in German knife attack. Breaking news just popped up as I'm looking at this article. I understood that... So he's pardoning 1,500 defendants and issuing six commutations. So it's not all pardons. Some of the more so-called violent ones. I think there was one that was on the Alex Jones show yesterday. Forget his name. but I think he was one of the ones that had like 22 years or something like that. And he's also directed, this is Trump, directed the Attorney General to seek dismissal of about 450 pending criminal cases against January the 6th defendants. So it looks like they've all been pardoned or they've had their sentences commuted, i.e. they are all out and not facing any further charges. Unless, of course, some judge can say, oh, no, we can't have that. No. We choose what we do. That seems to be what goes on in some parts of America. Then we've got weight loss jabs, double risk of deadly condition, major study finds, patients in hospital due to the medication soar. The risks of miracle weight loss jabs such as Ozempic, Wegovy and Mounjaro have been laid bare by a landmark study involving more than 2 million patients. And what they've found is that those using the jabs have double the risk of pancreatitis, a potentially life-threatening swelling of the pancreas gland. So, reported some time ago on the Limey show that there was, what do they call them, class action lawsuits in America against some of these companies by people who've taken these weight loss drugs and they've had all sorts of horrible reactions to them. So they're not quite as good as they're being made out to be in some areas of the media by the sounds of it. Then we've got Holocaust survivor 92 recalls harrowing moment he wished his fellow Auschwitz inmates would die just so he could steal their clothes, as he tells all in chilling BBC documentary. And finally, pensioner stunned after getting poison pen letter calling her disrespectful for accidentally flying the Union flag upside down outside her home. And what basically happened, I can probably read you the letter. Just to let you know, no, it just says, hi there, just to let you know that your Union flag is being flown upside down. As a former member of HM Services, this is highly disrespectful to those of us who fought for this country. I would ask that you rectify this error forthwith. Not signed by anybody. It's caused a lot of anger by a neighbour who says that this woman's a wonderful person and been friends for years, etc., etc., and felt that the person should have just knocked on the door and politely pointed out, which makes more sense than, you know, putting a note through the door. But what crossed my mind, and I hope people don't think I'm being disrespectful of people who fought for this country, but when I look at the Union Jack, I thought it would look the same, whether it was, you know, it looks the same upside down or the right way up, surely? It's not like the US flag. If you fly the US flag upside down, it's pretty obvious, the bit with all the stars in, that'll be down the bottom, not the top, etc., etc. But for me, I always thought it looked the same. Either way up it was. So there's obviously some difference that I've never picked up on, but then I've never flown a Union flag. So how about that? Let's move on to, well, see what's going on right now in the mainstream media. So let's go over to apnews.com. Associated Press, their top story. Trump administration directs all federal diversity, equity and inclusion staff be put on leave. The new anti-DEI agenda is more aggressive than his first and comes amid far more amenable terrain in the corporate world. Now, I was thinking about this earlier. And I am a conspiratorial guy. That's kind of where I come from. I don't trust any mainstream, anything like that. I just have lots of questions because I just don't feel that these people would be allowed to be in their positions if they were going to actually do anything for the likes of us. And I'll go back to what I said the other day about that saying, first they came for these people, I said nothing, then for those people, I said nothing, all this sort of stuff. It could well be that the whole idea of the Biden regime was to promote all these different special interest groups that, you know, get up the nose of most people so that then Trump could come back in and start denying these groups the, let's be honest, special interest groups generally have more rights than the normal people. And suddenly rolling that back so the majority is going to be on board. Yes, yes, that's good. You know, why should they have more rights than us? Why can't we say this? Why can't we say that? and then sweep up into that the people that they really want to shut up. So you'll start seeing them going after a few different groups first, and suddenly there'll be this group that wasn't talked about, but people say, well, you know, if they're anything like the ones that he's already come down on, then we support our president doing that too. So that's something that just crossed my mind that could be going on here. I don't believe any of these people would be acting in our interests. So let's go over to BBC News, see what their most popular top 10 stories are at the moment. Convicted US Capitol rioter turns down Trump pardon. So let's see what's going on here. This reminds me of an episode of the HBO prison drama Oz, where Kareem Saeed, played by the excellent British actor Eamon Walker, turns down a pardon from the governor because he doesn't want to leave all his other brothers in prison, as he refers to them. This person refused the pardon because she said, "We were wrong that day." Pamela Hemphill, who pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 60 days in prison, told the BBC that there should be no pardons for the riot on 6th of January 2021. Accepting a pardon would only insult the Capitol police officers, rule of law, and of course our nation. "I pleaded guilty because I was guilty, and accepting a pardon would serve to contribute to their gaslighting and false narrative." Hemphill, who was nicknamed the MAGA Granny by social media users in reference to Trump's Make America Great Again slogan, said she saw the Trump government as trying to rewrite history, and "I don't want to be part of that. We were wrong that day. We broke the law. There should be no pardons," she told the BBC World Service's Newsday programme. Yes, well, make of that what you will. Let's move on to see if there's anything else worth talking about here. It doesn't take me back to exactly the same place. I have to scroll up, which is a bit weird. Crossbow killer admits murdering mum and daughters. I believe that was some guy who killed the wife and daughters of a television presenter or something here in the UK. So sounds like he is in court. Trump pardons Silk Road dark web market creator Ross Ulbricht. Never heard of him. And we've got a storm on the way at the weekend, which is going to affect people in the north of the country. We are going to get strong winds, I think 45, 50 mile an hour, something like that. But it's going to be up to twice that in the north. So they're going to be hit hard. This is going to hit, apparently, I think Friday, Saturday, that sort of time. Okay, so let's have a look at the Daily Mail. Yeah, I was right. This crossbow killer admits murdering BBC star John Hunt's wife and two daughters in sickening rampage. Then, there's not really anything of a great deal of interest here. Obviously, I told you the German knife attack that just popped up on my screen. There didn't seem to be any sort of additional news on that. It says it took place at 11:45 a.m. local time in the Bavarian town of Aschaffenburg. That's obviously in Germany. And I'm trying to think, are they... Well, they must be an hour behind us in the UK. So, because 11:45 is only an hour ago. So, I don't know, maybe 2 hours behind, something like that. Not sure. Okay, let's have a look at the Independent news now. Well, actually, one thing we haven't done for a while is we haven't taken a look at odditycentral.com. It's worth bookmarking this page, odditycentral.com. I imagine many of you have sites that you bookmark in the mainstream and independent news. Well, throw this one in. I've got it in my mainstream folder because it can be quite fun, although this one looks pretty awful. I'll give you the headline. I don't think you want to go further. Doctor shares shocking x-ray of person infested with calcified tapeworm. Worm eggs, and apparently there's hundreds in there, so I think we'll just move swiftly on, shall we? Let's move swiftly on to the truthseeker.co.uk. Let's see what's been going on. Have they been updating the site? Yes, they have. Top story: Corbyn is being smeared again, this time to stop protests against genocide. He was asked, along with, I believe, John McConnell, who was his shadow chancellor when he was leader of the Labour Party, to voluntarily attend police station for interview based upon what he had said at a Palestinian rally at the weekend. And then we've got overwhelming majority of Americans support Trump's plan to deport criminal illegal aliens. Again, folks, let's just see what happens in reality with regard to the judges that I mentioned earlier. I hope America gets what they voted for. That seems the fairest thing, but that's not always what seems to happen over there for some strange reason. RT.com, anything of real interest here? Trump unveils $500 billion AI Stargate. That's presumably got something to do with Elon Musk, as he's got Starlink, hasn't he? Be very surprised if there was no relationship between those two. And Trump's sweeping orders will transform the world, according to Viktor Orban, who, I've said enough about this guy, one of these nationalists who, we'll just leave it there. Rents.com. Let's see what's going on in Jeff's world of news when we scroll down on the beginning section that I've just sailed past. Right, here we are. I've clicked on this one. Ah, that's because it's from a website we're going to be going to, so I won't talk about that. Trump boots four high-profile, so in other words, Trump fires four high-profile Biden appointees, including Mark Milley. So, And then we've got Trump cancels sanctions on Israeli settlers in West Bank. Well, there was much talk about the Miriam Adelson $100 million donation to the Trump campaign, apparently being in exchange for Trump allowing Israel to either recognising the West Bank as part of Israel. There was something going on. I was going to say annexing, but it sounds like they've pretty much been doing that anyway. So there you go. These are the sort of headlines that I'm going to be looking out for. What they're not talking about in the mainstream media and what we see is going on here to some of his prominent donors. Hal Turner, radioshow.com. Affirmative action. Cancel. Now, I was reading this yesterday evening. You remember I said that you might get a ceasefire in a war, or you might get an end to immigration, things like that, when the whole purpose of the war or the mass immigration has been achieved. So we don't need either anymore. So suddenly these people look good, but they had nefarious intent, which they have now fulfilled. So that's why they stop it. Well, affirmative action was originally signed by President Johnson, which is like over 50 years ago. And Trump's new directive bans race-based discrimination in federal contracts and publicly funded universities. So it says effectively dismantling DEI. Well, yes. But how about people that are in those positions that weren't appointed based upon merit, but appointed due to these DEI policies? What's going to happen to these people? Are they going to stay there? Again, it's one of these things that I can't see changing. In the same way that this immigration, it's only going to go so far. I don't see the country changing at all. Let's move on to Earth newspaper. Well, let's see. Is there anything else that we want to look at on Hal Turner Radio Show? No, that's about it. I should have proceeded to Earth Newspaper as I was going to, but we are now. So, let's see. Mark R. Else's website. Just what's he got at the top? Yes, he's got that video. I'm not Christian, Donald J. Trump. Now, the interesting thing when he says I'm not Christian in this speech that's been broadcast a lot in the independent media, this is Turning Point Action that he's speaking at on July the 26th of 2024. He said, I love Christians, I'm not Christian. And when he says not, it can almost be heard as I'm not Christian, I'm a Christian. Do you see what I mean? ah or no, and you have to really listen to it. And I think it was designed so it could be heard both ways. I definitely hear not after hearing it a few times, but you may want to give it a listen. It's only a 25 second clip. So this is earthnewspaper.com, my good friend Mark R. Elsis, and he's doing a great job over there on the Earth Newspaper website. He's been doing this for many, many years, and I appreciate his support and the support of Jeff Rentz as well. Okay, let's move on. Music of the day. Let's get into this. I might have an anecdote here. On January the 21st, 1966, George Harrison married Patty Boyd at Leatherhead Register Office in Surrey. That's where I went to school. Quite a nice place. It's also where all my relatives are cremated. There's a cremation place there. So George Harrison married Patty Boyd at Leatherhead Register Office in Surrey with Paul McCartney as best man. George had first met Patty on the set of the Beatles movie A Hard Day's Night. She left Harrison in the mid-70s and started having an affair with Harrison's friend Eric Clapton, who wrote the song Layla about her. The two married in May 1979 but split in 1988. Harrison and Clapton remained close friends, with Harrison, presumably Patty Harrison, taking to calling Clapton his husband-in-law. So yeah, there you go. I believe that Clapton, what was it, George Harrison wrote While My Guitar Gently Weeps, but he wasn't good enough to play the guitar on it, which, if he wrote it, I'm like, how is that? But that's the story I heard. So Clapton actually was brought in to play the guitar on While My Guitar Gently Weeps. So I might have that right, I might have that wrong. It was told to me by someone. I have never taken the time to look it up, but if you feel so inclined, please do so. And if I'm wrong, I apologise for wasting your time. Censored.news. Now, I've not been listening to Mike Adams for a few days because, like Alex Jones, well, I'll just give you yesterday's show title. Brighteon Broadcast News, January the 21st, 2025. The doorway is now opened to a bright new future for America. So I'm just a little bit suspicious of the now called independent media. We always call them conspiracy theorists. Now, Alex Jones, conspiracy theorist, all this sort of stuff. This is what I was referred to as well. No problem for me. Why are these people suddenly accepting that, whilst they could point suspicions at virtually every leader that America's had in preceding years, that suddenly this guy's come along and he's so good. And then you've got Elon Musk as well. And it just seems to me it's a bit like that religious centre they built in the Middle East. You know, the Abrahamic house that I talked about with Dr. Lorraine Day? And it brings all religions together, although interestingly, the Christian faith is represented by Catholicism and not Protestantism. So maybe there was one of the key founders of Protestant faith, the people who built the church, didn't like very much. I think that could well be the case. Yeah, I'm very sceptical of these people in the independent media promoting the new president of the United States. Seems very odd for me. Okay, let's move on to the Before It's News Top 10, which is going to close out the show today. Okay, so just loading that up. We'll scroll down to number 10. Went up a day ago, 141 people viewing. Juan O'Savin, now Trump's mass arrests begin. Who's first? I thought that they'd already all happened and they were all executed at Gitmo. That's what I heard from this website. Number 9, went up 12 hours ago, 150 people viewing. New Monkey Works, Gitmo Watch and So It Begins. Site Sitrep. I don't know what that means. Then we've got number 8, went up 6 hours ago, 165 people viewing. On the Fringe, landslide changes occurring. Number 7, went up 8 hours ago, 166 people viewing. New X22 report, January the 21st. Trump is draining the swamp and disarming the deep state. Tribunals 2025. Number 6, went up 15 hours ago, 199 people viewing. Michael Jaco, Gitmo update. Trump's mass arrests begin. Number 5, went up 9 hours ago, 209 people viewing. WTPN situation update. Trump's inauguration with mass arrests. Michelle brackets Michael Obama at, and then the headline runs out. Number 4 went up 5 hours ago, 263 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted. Monday, January the 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day. Trump has taken command of a nation. Number 3 went up 6 hours ago, 302 people viewing. Bo Polny, emergency broadcast. These events will happen. Yes. Number 2 went up 11 hours ago, 368 people viewing. Mike Jaco, Scott McKay and Nino Rodriguez. Trump prepares to gut the deep state. And number 1 went up 15 hours ago, 468 people viewing. Breaking. Oh my God, you won't believe what Trump just did to the IRS on his first day back as President 2025. So, that being said, I want to thank all of you for joining me on today's show, the Pussy Hat Wikipedia page, originally recorded on Wednesday, January the 22nd, 2025. I'll be back with you all tomorrow, and until then, folks, have a wonderful day, and bye for now.